glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. I could have been gone.
Yes, sir.
Could have been gone. Could have been gone in Jesus' name. Could have been gone. Could have been gone. Could have been gone in Jesus' name. Church, I'm so glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Good to be here.
Yes.
On this 313th day of the year.
Hallelujah.
They're here.
Bless the Lord. Bless the
God
Lord.
Is giving us new hope.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The band's getting to look a little dim and very dim. God has come through.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. He has.
Touch us and we pray you all for responding.
Yes.
God did his work. He gave you the choice.
Yes.
And thank God you went and made the choice.
Amen. Yes, amen.
The right choice this time.
Mm. Yes, Lord.
Okay. At least amen. What we had.
Amen.
By God. All he continues to do.
Amen. Thank you, God.
In our lives and for us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All right. Praise his holy name. He's kept me through another week.
Yes.
Kept me through an accident.
Mm. Yes, he did.
Yes. Praise
God.
Deer ran into me. Did over $6,000 of damage.
Oh, Jesus.
What God?
We won't hurry.
Amen.
Amen. We praise God for everything he continues to do.
And amen.
Lot. Anybody glad to be in the house?
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes. Amen. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. This is another day the Lord has made.
Yes, it is.
We should rejoice. And be glad that we're in the day.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
We owe God praise up in here.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we get
hallelujah.
A
hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes. Bless his name. Bless his name.
Yes, God.
Can we get a great big hallelujah?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
All right. God is still working it out for us.
Yes, thank you, God.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad about it.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence saying thank you. For you yet kept us for another day and brought us into a new week. Thank you, God, for what you've done for us and how you have delivered us for us time after time after time.
Thank you, God.
You're a God that never fails. And we're so glad that you are our God, that you're one whom we can depend on and count on because you're an unchanging God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. You always. Hallelujah. Answer. And you always answer in time.
Amen.
I mean, we may not agree with it, but we know it is in time because you are a perfect God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And you can do nothing wrong.
Yes, sir, God.
And God got us through this service, God. Take charge of this service. Lead us by your Holy Spirit. Give us what to say and how to say it, when to say it. And not the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart. And may they be acceptable in your sight. Lord, I strengthen our Redeemer. In the name of Jesus, bless this church family.
Yes.
And they all that here on you on Zoom with us. In the name of Jesus, bless us with the blessing of each stand in need of. In the name of, lift us up. And we'll give you the praise as we lift you up so that you can draw all men unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank God for another day.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The Lord is in his holy temple. All the earth keeps silent before him. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Now preach our standard in thy gate, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. We want to call your attention and briefly to the book of Galatians, 6th chapter. Maybe we'll begin at that 5th verse. Have it?
Yes.
Okay. Galatians 6, verse 5. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. But whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. For he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting, life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap. And if we faint not. Hallelujah. So we want to stop there and talk to you briefly from this thought. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on God.
Amen.
And with all the things that's going on in this world today, Corona virus, COVID-19 seems to be strengthening rather than weakening, expanding rather than shrinking. We've been praying, we've been trying to stay as careful as possible. And the more we do, seems like the worse it gets. But we got to remember, we got to have patience and wait for the Lord to do what the Lord said he'll do. But we got to keep in mind Everything has a time. Everything has a season. Uh-huh. And you got to run that course. God allows things in our lives to take us through things that we are going to have to face, or to mold us and shape us into the vessel that he wants us to be, how he wants us to be, that he can use us for his glory in his kingdom. We don't understand everything that happens to us, and it's not for you to understand it. It's for you to trust God. For he said that he would not allow anything to come up on us more than we're able to bear. And so then we just trust God and wait for his manifestation of our deliverance. Amen. Whatever that deliverance might be.
Yes.
Sometimes things happen in our lives and we blame God for it. We get angry with God. We question God. Asking God, why me? And we never start to think or say to God, God, why not me? Not unless it's something that you want. And somebody else is getting it and you're not getting it. You might ask God, why not me then? But if there's something that you're going through, you don't ask God, why not me? It could have been the other way. Things may seem bad, but it could be worse. God is our refuge. He's our present help in a time of need and trouble. We can wait and depend and count on him, because he won't let you down. So don't give up on God. He won't give up on you. Bless you. So keep looking to the hills. We told you last week, it's coming to your help. Your help comes from the Lord. So since we know it's coming from the Lord, you know your help is already on its way. Your help is there. All right. And our deliverance is also there.
Yes.
When we come to realization that it's there, our deliverance will be there for us. Sometimes our deliverance is a change of mind, uh-huh, a change of attitude.
Yes.
Will bring us the relief that we've been looking for in all the other ways.
Yes.
How we receive things in life.
Yes.
Brings on a different resolution to our problem. Uh-huh. How we receive things in life. It calls us to reach our goal and our answer much quicker. How we receive in life. We can have joy when everybody else may be sad.
Yes.
Or when they think you ought to be sad. You can have joy because the word said we should count it all as joy when we enter into diverse temptation. Count it all as joy. Okay? Because Romans 8:28 tells us, and you know. You may act like you don't know, but you know.
Yes.
Right? That all things are working together toward the good to them,
yes,
that love God.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay, especially those who are called after his purpose. Okay, so God's word is out there.
Yes.
And it won't return into him void. What he said he'll do,
he will
surely accomplish it.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
All right, so keep on holding on. Keep on hanging on in there. God will take care of you.
Yes, he will.
He will bring you through your adverse situation. And he will deliver you out of all your troubles.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So don't face it with regret. Face it looking for your answer. And thanking him for bringing you to and through your problem. Okay. For he said, also tell us, in everything, give thanks. Okay. Not necessarily for the thing, but give thanks while you in the situation. Give thanks. Because whatever you're going through, it is for according to the will of God for your life in Christ Jesus. And we got to go through a lot of trials and tribulations. But while you're going through, don't give up on God. Remember that God is our shepherd. And he still is our shepherd. Okay? And as long as he is our shepherd, we don't have to want. We would never have to want.
Man.
As long as God is your shepherd.
Yes, thank you, God.
God is a good shepherd.
Yes, he is.
He take care of his sheep.
Yes.
He find them food when they need it, water when they need to drink. Uh-huh. Give them shelter when the time is storm.
Yes.
God will provide for you. He looks out for you.
Yes.
Okay, when the world comes, he looks out for you. He will take care of you. So don't give up on God. You may get a little hungry. All right. But you haven't starved. You may get a little weary.
Yes.
But you're not knocked out. You may get a little disencouraged. But you haven't been, you haven't lost the battle. So don't be in a lot of despair. Look at it as part of your joy. Everything is coming your way.
Yes.
It's for a blessing that's in store for you. The Lord is your shepherd. And you don't have to want, because he will cause you to lie down in green pasture. Okay. He's going to take you to places of plenty. And plenty is there for you to receive. God is our shepherd. And you don't have to worry. He will lead you beside still waters. Okay, you may be in turbulent waters right now. Okay, but don't give up, God. He's bringing you safely to the calm water. Things gonna calm down. Things gonna be all right because God's word said so. Okay. And you can never lose with the word of God. It is the only thing that we can count on in this life. God's word. So it's even the words that heaven and earth shall pass away. But his word is here forever.
Amen.
And so don't give up on him. He will take you through. And he'll lead you to your green pasture. All right. A better day is on the way.
Yes.
All right. Good things is on the way. Deliverance is on the way. Joy is on the way. Peace and happiness is on the way. All right, so keep on holding on to God. And then when you think get a little weary, he said he will restore your soul. God is your replenisher. Okay. Allow him to bless you. Stop resisting and allow him to remove that hurt. Allow him to remove that anger. Allow him to remove that frustration. Allow him to move those things in your life that's causing you to be all shook up, all worried, all concerned, mad with the world, mad with God. Allow God to lose those things out of you and stop clinging to them. Cling to his word. Cast all your cares. Cling to his word. And be delivered from the cares of this world. And then he will lead you into paths and righteousness for your name's sake. David said, you that walk through the valley or the shadow of death, I ain't got to feel no evil. But God is with me.
Yes.
Okay, so don't give up on God. It may look dreary right now, but God said he will bring you out of them.
Amen.
Okay. So he will bless you. All of you may be going through the valley of the shallow death. Don't feel no evil because God is with you. Your rod and your staff, he'll comfort you. So allow God to comfort you. He's trying to comfort you in his word. And we are not accepting or putting the word in practice. Put it in use. The word is no good to you as long as you don't put it in practice. The word is no good to you as long as you don't allow it to work for you. Don't make excuses why it doesn't work, but make an excuse why it does work. Let them know that God's word does work because I tried it and it worked for me. And if it works for you, it'll work for me. If it worked for me, it'll work for you. That's just how his word is. God is our everything. He is our refuge in a time of trouble. He is our hope, our peace, our joy. He is our everything that we need. He is our life. He is all that and more. But there's nothing more greater than God.
Amen.
All right. So our text says that every man shall bear his own burden. Okay. You got a load. I got a load. Everybody got one. All right. So you bear your burden. And I bear my burden. That's part of the on the road to the kingdom of God. We got to go through valley. You travel from here to New York. You got to go across the road or over by L1. And if you're going on the road, you got to cross a lot of bridges. Okay? You can't get there without going over the bridges. Whether water running on them or cars are running on them, you're going to go over some bridges. Okay? And on that road, not only are you going to cross bridges, there's going to be some potholes. Some small, some big, but the hole's going to be there. That's part of the conditions of the road, from wear and tear. You've been here for a while. There have been some wear and tear on the road. And sometimes they need repairing. But all the time they need repairing. When they fix one hot pothole here, another one pops up over there. All right. And the holes get bigger and bigger and bigger. All right. But those are the veins of life that we had to go. If we want to get to New York or New York get down here in North Carolina, we're going to have to travel over some potholes. Now, the potholes in the air is when you hit them air pockets. You hit them air pockets and your heart jumping in your throat because your brain act like it's falling. All right? But how you know in there? Get out the air pocket, pull on back up, and keep on riding smoothly. All right. So, on this walk of life, getting to heaven, there's some potholes on the road. Okay. Some of them been so big, the cars are falling through some of them and call them manholes. Okay. Well, earth has been moved from under them and it has caved on in.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Bridges are falling in Florida that way.
Yes.
Okay. So you have these things going on in life. So, he said, let us that is taught in the word communicate with him that teaches in all good things. Now, that communicate means to give unto that person who's teaching your word. Okay? And sometimes we get tired of giving.
That's right.
And, but that's not what the word said. The word said, don't get weary in your giving. Oh, yes. Keep on doing. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Okay, so God sees what you're doing. And he knows why you're doing it. He knows your heart. He knows your attitude. He knows your mind. You're not going to fool God. Okay, so whatever you do, do it from your heart. Do it real. Okay. Be not to see God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, that shall you also reap. If you sow in collard, don't look for salad. If you sow in salad, don't look for collard. You got to get collard from collards and salad from salad. Okay? Cabbage from cabbage. Green bean from green bean. Whatever you sow, that's how you're going to get it back.
That's right.
All right. So don't get weary in your doing. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap life everlasting. Okay. So whatever it is, whether you want eternal blessing or a short-term one. Eternal one that's going to last you throughout eternity, or you want a short-lived one. As we have, therefore, opportunity, as you get the chance, as you get the opportunity, he said, let us do good unto not some men, but to all, everybody. Yes. Do good to them as you get opportunity to do good to them.
Yes.
If never saying a kind word, do good. Lift them up with your testimony. Tell them about the goodness of the Lord and whatever else you may have that you may bless them with. And to them who are of the household of faith, especially to them that are into the household of faith, make sure you do good. If you do good and make sure you do it to the household of faith people, first, if you don't do it to nobody else, make sure you do it to those over the house of the faith. You see how large, but remember, don't get weary in your well doing. Okay. In due season. Tell somebody when the time is right.
Time is right.
Okay. If we're going to reap, if we faint not, when the time is right, God's going to bless you. And he's going to bless you real good when the time is right. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know, our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Keep on doing good. Your labor ain't going unnoticed. God's going to bless you real good. He's going to bless you real soon. Keep on doing good, being steadfast, unmovable out of the word, without sticking with the word, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it feels like, keep on holding in the word.
God
bless you, because your labor is not in vain, your hope are not in vain, your dream are not in vain.
Man.
The joy is not in vain. Your tears are not in vain. Whatever you go through is not in vain.
Man. Amen.
To God's unchanging hand. Hold on and be steadfast, unmovable.
Yes.
Hold on. Whatever they say.
Hold on.
They say one thing, you say yes, but the word says.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Keep on holding on to God's word.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hello to God.
Hold on.
We won't let go of you. Don't give up on God.
Amen.
Or God won't give up on you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Said he would.
Yes.
And he will. Said he won't. Never leave you. And he won't. Nor forsake you. He won't do it. He won't let you do that. God is right here now. Hold
us.
Yes.
And keep with us through this pandemic.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
God bless you.
Yes.
Remember, hold God and word.
Amen.
Hold on to him.
Yes. Thank you, God.
As much as you know. So you already know,
amen,
that your labor is not in vain as long as in the Lord.
Amen.
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 Now, if it's in you, that might want to be in vain.
Amen.
But it's in the Word.
Amen.
You're doing according to the Word. It's not in vain.
Amen.
God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Okay.
For the word.
Bless you.
And good word.